Recent national data indicate that schools once again are becoming resegregated, and African Americans are less likely to be in integrated schools than their white counterparts. This is why the continuation of the recent student transfer program is so important. The Missouri legislature just passed a new, complex, comprehensive student transfer bill, which unfortunately has so many flaws that it is likely to be vetoed by the governor. Should that be the case, then the current transfer program for students from Normandy and Riverview Gardens will remain in existence until a reasonable alternative becomes law. People may say, why can't students stay in their home districts and be educated there? That, of course, would be the most appropriate solution. But until those unaccredited school districts improve their educational programs for all children, their students should have the option of transferring to a better school district, and the educational future of those unaccredited districts will be determined by the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. The legislation that was passed on May 15th includes several provisions that would be hard to implement since they need a vote of the community. Transportation, which previously was paid for, would no longer be provided. Families would have to get their children to school on their own, at times an impossible task for many. In addition, the bill says that if there is an accredited school within an unaccredited school district, then the students may transfer to that school. And if there is no accredited school within the district, and at this time that determination process has not been developed by the State Department of Education, then the student may transfer to another school district. Also, in the bill is a probable unconstitutional provision that a student may attend a non-public school with the same reimbursement procedure that is using public money for private schools. And a receiving school may be reimbursed 90% of their tuition. But if they charge only 70%, then the transfer student's test scores will not be included in the overall scores of the district for 5 years. I could go on and on. The sad thing is that this bill is truly a mockery of what should be a comprehensive bill that would, in essence, benefit the students who wish for a better education. Right now, the bill is making it almost impossible for the students to transfer. In addition, it will take time before both Normandy and Riverview Gardens show improvement in the quality of their education, the ultimate goal. And lest we not forget, this is the 60th anniversary of Brown versus Board of Education, and we are still hard at work trying to implement an excellent educational program for all of our children, be they black, white, Latino, rich, or poor. I am Dr. Susan Uchitel.